Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting third. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hefner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Hefner. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zolo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rowland. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Rowland. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Smith scores. Bresud moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bresud scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Perry now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is walked intentionally. Horton moves to second. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zolo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Virals reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Ver Alts moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ver Alts scores. Rollins scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Hall moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bressuit trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ver Alts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Bresut strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mantilla scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Horton trying to get to third. Verhals throws to Rollins, who tags Horton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Oliva hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Stewart moves to second. It's Red Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Stewart moves to third. Tillman moves to second. Dick Raddatz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raddatz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch hits for Jim Perry. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Rollins reaches third base with a triple. Verhals goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Raditz, and towards Bressoud, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bressoud hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Mantilla applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Allison steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roman Mahias pinch runs for Bob Tillman. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mahias moves to third. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.